Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking about the week beginning Monday, January 24th, and ending on Sunday, January 30th. So, we have a few changes involving Capricorn. One is Mars enters Capricorn Monday, Mercury enters Capricorn Tuesday, and Venus goes direct in Capricorn. And that happens on Saturday. So, Capricorn, in the realm of the outer world, the government and corporations and authorities in our way of looking at what's right and wrong in the world in a cultural consensus agreement is Capricorn, building structures, ambition, achievement, status and reputation, all Capricorn areas. So the first thing is this Mars. I'm going to talk about all three Capricorn things before the daily forecast. Because Mars enters at 7:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday the 24th, and Mars is said to be exalted in Capricorn, which wouldn't make a lot of sense since it's a fire planet and it's in an earth sign, but it is at least a cardinal earth sign, trying to create structures all the time and manage and control things on a large scale is kind of, you know, dynamic in its own way. And the reason they give this exaltation to Mars here is because the Capricorn energy is thought to be wise, like an elder. And so it takes the energy of Capricorn and uses it in a steady way, like the mountain goat, you know, making its way steady up the mountain and having indefatigable energy kind of thing. So this is the ideal, apparently, for how to deal with your Mars, or so they say. At any rate, we will find always with Mars, as well as some of this energized goal setting and energized structure building, we will also find heat where Mars is thought of ruling in Capricorn, not Mars ruling, but Capricorn ruling, the knees. So be aware, you can harm them by cutting them or, you know, getting somehow burning or just getting inflamed because you've overdone it, even though Mars is not supposed to be overdoing things in Capricorn. I mean, I think Capricorn is known for being cautious also. So I guess, you know, when we look at Mars and we see Aries and we think, you know, they're always acting without thinking, then this caution energy does come in a little bit more as we set out on the path to hike to the top of the mountain. You know, so I guess that's kind of a good thing. And also, Mars will show us where arguments and anger can be experienced. And so in Capricorn, can it get any more? I mean, in the outer world of governments, and, you know, we shouldn't ask, because apparently when Mars goes through there, the arguments may be coming to the fore. And people who've been trying to put up with stuff may not be able to put up with it anymore. It's just something on that realm, in the outer world, and also in career. That's our career place. There may be something that's got us going in making us a bit angry. And any of the houses where you have planets transiting in your personal birth chart will be location for this experience also. So if you don't know where Capricorn is or where the transit of Mars is, because you may have it more than one house, then, you know, you can get a reading and find out that and everything else about 2022, if you like. Mars will remain in Capricorn, and it will continue on in Capricorn until the 6th of March, where it will shift into Aquarius. So we've got a long time with this planet. And, of course, Mercury is also going to be heading back into the direct motion as we go through, and it will be going direct in Capricorn. So we're still going to be attending the Capricorn energy, Mercury 10:05 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th is the time when we'll go back into the stuff we were thinking about during the original Capricorn movement. And so it's, you know, just going to be going back as far as 24 degrees of Capricorn. And so it will only be in Capricorn until the 14th of February, because it will go direct on the 3rd, 4th of February. So then it'll get back to Aquarius. And we had, you know, the Mercury energy that we're looking back on was the last week of December. Okay, a Capricorn issues in the first couple of days of January, the beginning of the year. All right. So now Venus, taking her direct motion on the 29th. So you've been noticing perhaps that some things have changed in what you consider important for you in terms of relationships or engaging with some of the consensus issues. Maybe you're getting more involved in the search for the divine feminine, because that is one of the things we lost, and our value on the feminine is one of those things we'd have to go down deep and search around to find. But it's interesting, because one of the things that happened for me during this retrograde cycle with Venus in the psychic basement here of our being, well, there was a program, which I wish I could remember which program it was. It was on public television, and it went back to the time of the hunter-gatherers, the early humans, or the surviving humans, depending on how you look at it. And what they actually now, the archaeologists, have concluded, that the female members of the wandering tribes, the settling tribes, were in equal status to the men. They were hunters, and they were also warriors, but they were in the limelight of the what has become now to these researchers who poo-pooed the idea back when Marija Gimbutas told them, the archaeologist, in the 1980s, that these people were worshiping a goddess energy. Well, they've noticed that now, because, you know, I mean, with all the other things women were doing, they were also giving birth to new members of the tribe and giving them life with the milk from their body. So, you know, they were kind of aware that that was a pretty powerful thing and a very necessary thing. So that was one of the Venus retrograde and Capricorn experiences that people could have had. You know, we are really taking some time to get through this, because it's been a lot of programming over the years, and I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend and saying, you know, it's hard to remember now. There's been such advancement in the women's movement, but it's hard to remember that this woman, Gimbutas, was a very rare bird in the 80s in the field of archaeology, and that all the male archaeologists just completely discounted her. I mean, we don't remember that level. And even before that, you never would have seen one, you know. So this is a slow climb as Capricorn is going up the mountain, but taking steps. As long as we understand that we don't reach the healing that we need to have, the divine feminine, by trying to be successful in a masculine way. We can do masculine things, but we must remember the beingness of the feminine. And men getting in touch with their own feminine nature, because this is, you know, the divine feminine has been the holder, the container for the male yang energy in every level, you know. So, you know, if there's a creator God, it's the energy that is the creator God, and then something has to hold it and hold it together, receive that energy and create something. And that's the divine feminine. And we sometimes forget that we have to have that caring, nurturing, loving, allowing of things to come into form, you know. No matter what sex we are, in terms of gender or whatever we're saying we are or aren't, or anyway, that's what's going on now that Venus is direct. Whatever you've managed to process becomes more a part of you in the outer world. Have you learned to have healthier boundaries? Have you learned not to limit your goals? An idea of achievement? Have you found yourself less afraid of certain things, which is one of the attributes of Mimulus, can be the Bach flower remedy of fear is for Capricorn, fear of known things. So have you come to a peaceful place in certain respects that you didn't have before? So these are the things that you start to notice about yourself as Venus goes direct. And the degree that she goes direct in Capricorn is, drum roll while she gets to the right page, is 11 degrees. So she's got a long way to move through her experience going back over the areas where she has been retrograde before we get out of her shadow. And then she will shift also into Aquarius on the same day Mars does, the 7th day of March. So that's interesting. There's a little connect there that is kind of maybe going to be interesting, especially since it's occurring probably the day before, or very close to the turning of the day, and it's probably occurring at 29 of Capricorn. Yes, what do we have to be to achieve things? Indeed. Let's find out. Let's find a new way to achieve things. So that's the Capricorn stuff. And we start with a moon in Libra on Monday the 24th, and it's a square to Pluto in Capricorn until 5:10 p.m. So that's a day where, you know, you shouldn't really go and try and get authorities to listen to you. That's not the day to come forward, you know. Venus will have her next do-si-do also when she goes direct in Capricorn. She'll have her time to make a conjunction to Pluto again. And that'll show some interesting, have we moved at all, energy here, and see if we have. But that's for another show, another forecast. We'll talk about that. Not sure we'll do that. And what we're looking at is a void of course moon at 5:10 p.m. until the moon enters Scorpio at 10:57 p.m. And this is going to be a big seesaw. Because the first thing is moon in Scorpio gives Mars in Capricorn its first aspect, and that is a sextile. Helpful opportunities come in very briefly until 11:48 p.m., but you can get a taste of how this managerial kind of Scorpio energy can work with Mars in moving towards some goal or other. Then the moon in Scorpio has to square Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, and that's right after midnight, well, 12:51 a.m. is when it's exact, on Tuesday the 25th, and then the square to the sun comes in, sun in Capricorn. Sorry, I'm saying Capricorn so much that Aquarius doesn't want to come out of my mouth. So it's moon in Scorpio, square sun in Aquarius at 8:41 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And that is a lack of coherence between your instinctive feelings and your conscious desires. And that reflects in relationship on the outer. But what this also does is bring us to the third quarter phase of the moon. So this is when we are past our full moon, headed towards our new moon, but not quite in the fourth phase yet. Actually, it was in the third phase. I'm really doing a Mercury retrograde right now, really big time. We are going to the fourth quarter. That is the moon square. We were in the third when we had the square to Mercury. So now we are looking at the release. We're coming into a new moon that will be taking place. It will be our Aquarius new moon. And in the Eastern time zone, it won't take place until the first day of February. And that is Tuesday of the following week here. So, but right now we're in the, what do I need to change and how can I, you know, let go of stuff? And so that's kind of appropriate for the shifts back into Capricorn for Mercury, looking again as also the Venus going direct. So we're in the right phase for us to look at what we can discard now. Well, we have 20 minutes of Moon trine Jupiter following this. So there's some psychic input quickly if you're up. This is the time between 8:42 and 9:01 a.m. on Tuesday the 25th. So, you know, if you're in meditation and you've got an issue with something and you want to get your intuitive or your psychic, in this case, input, that's a good time for it. But the day on Tuesday is the moon in Scorpio, opposition Uranus and Taurus, until 5:52 p.m. So things are changing. People don't have the same values. This is not the time to look at finance with other people, values or anything. Don't make commitments. Some people aren't willing to during that time frame. Then there's another very short, lovely moment of opportunity with moon in Scorpio, sextile Venus in Capricorn, but she's still retrograde, pretty much slowed down also. But it could be a nice start to a dinner or something, 6:41. The Mercury entering Capricorn 10:05 p.m. while the Moon squares Saturn in Aquarius for the rest of the evening until 12:42 a.m. So this is where the Moon in Scorpio can be extremely frustrated because it has an instinctive need to be in control and be the manager of things and protect itself, you know, Scorpio. So Saturn has said no or has shown the obstacles that are in the way. So this is a frustrating time. And then that's over, and we get a really heavy dose now. Moon in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces until 11:47 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So here's another big psychic and spiritual and creative energy to utilize, and then bring some stuff into manifestation. That's a great day, Wednesday, by the way. You get the sextil now to Pluto in Capricorn till 9:10 p.m. And after that, you can talk about things in the sextil to Mercury in Capricorn until 12:28 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. We have another fairly good afternoon coming up after the Moon enters Sagittarius at 2:34 a.m. on Thursday. First, we might go overboard a little bit with the square to Jupiter in Pisces until just after 1 p.m. on Thursday Eastern. And so we are looking then at, you know, how are you spending, and also we may feel confused in some respects. So Jupiter in Pisces, even though Jupiter is Sag's ruler and wants to be in the land of truth, you know, things may be stretched a little bit more than even the Moon in Sag would be comfortable with. But after this is when things really pick up in a good way. Moon in Sag sextil the Sun in Aquarius until 3:47 p.m. This is a great networking, get in touch with people time, if you can, with Mercury still retrograde. And, you know, do some online searching and find some adventures to observe, because now we're also going to have a sextil coming in from the Moon in Sag to Saturn in Aquarius, and that's until about 3:39 a.m. on Friday, the 28th. So you've got a good stretch there to take a look at the future, to make some plans, but not distant plans because of Mercury still being retrograde. And then we get the fog descend upon us. A difficult day, Friday the 28th. Because until 2 in the afternoon, the Moon in Sag is square Neptune in Pisces. And this can be travel delays and just all kinds of confusion and delusion. And for some people, it'll be over-idealizing as well. But things are not clear. And what we are going towards is Mercury's retrograde to join Pluto. And that's exact at 11:16. So what do we have? We have obsessive thoughts and ideas. We have people who are bonded to their thinking. And so that can be a tricky time. And that is the evening before the direct Venus, 3:46 a.m. on Saturday. The Moon enters Capricorn on Saturday at 4:09. Makes a conjunction to Mars at 10:10 a.m. Eastern. Well, if you're gung-ho to go in the same direction as someone else, then yee-haw. But if you aren't, it could be a time of argument over what goal should we pursue. And you may have to be a little careful even with your movements and stuff like that that morning. But we get a sextil opportunity to beneficial Jupiter in Pisces until 3:03 p.m. And that is, you know, when if you need to be kind of looking for some fun with people who will maybe make you laugh, that's the time frame for that. Then we have the moon going trine Uranus in Taurus until 9:47 p.m. So here we are again, taking a look at how we can implement changes for the betterment of all of our projects and goals. And then moon joins Venus, newly direct in Capricorn. It's a very short aspect. It's like 10:08 p.m. when that finishes. So you've had about 21 minutes of moon-Venus conjunction. But it's definitely a time when people will agree on projects and even on relationship. Maybe this is a time when things are going to go to another level. Well, maybe that's in either direction, because Venus has had a change, hasn't she? The Sun is squaring Uranus also at this time until Sunday afternoon at 2:32. And so there are some changes and some differences of value and ideas about the future. But the moon has gone on to a sextile to Neptune in Pisces, and that's till 2:48 p.m. So there is a general softening always of the edges of Capricorn when it's sextile Neptune. And it allows the spiritual messages to come in, which it isn't always. It's very rational and practical, is Capricorn. So this is a little bit different till 2:48 p.m. on the 30th. Then we have the moon go to conjunct Mercury retrograde, 9:26. So now you may be discussing and rehashing and rethinking again, and here we are again. It's the fourth quarter. What should we do? What should we change as we go into the moon's conjunction to Pluto at 11:44 p.m. when the moon goes void, of course. And this is, again, where you can have your feelings escalate into obsession and such intensity that it's better not to be involved with people who aren't thinking the same way, because the feelings will be so strong. You know how it gets out there. And in ourselves as well. But Capricorn moon will have a little time to rest in the overnight before the moon enters Aquarius at 4:43 a.m. on the 31st, last day of January 2022. And so when we look at next week, we're going to have maybe a separate podcast for a new moon that's occurring, another 12 degree new moon, this time in Aquarius. And Mercury goes direct on the 3rd, and that will have to mention something about that too. So, and I think there's a day or two that we're going to have to be aware of and be clear and conscious for. So we'll be talking about those things. We also have on Tuesday the 1st of January, the Chinese New Year or the Oriental or the Lunar New Year or whatever they're calling it. And it's a tiger. I'm not very clear about what kind of tiger it is, but for many people, this is a very good year because the tiger knows how to pace itself and get what it wants. So I'm sure you can, these days, you can Google it and Google what it means for your own birth sign. Oriental, not zodiac. So the year of the, when you were born. So anyway, this is what I had to say to you. And I hope you're doing all that Capricorn homework. And I'll say goodbye for now.